This lecture is comprised of an audio readout of the Spirit Path Implementation Worksheet. As noted in the introductory lecture, the Implementation Worksheet is the key working document you will use to achieve your Spirit Path goals. Before we list out the contents of the worksheet, please take note that there are two downloadable resources associated with this lecture. The first is a hard copy of the worksheet itself. Many have elected to print out this file and then use it as a checklist towards planning and implementing their Spirit Path objectives. The second is a downloadable, audio-only version of the lecture, which you can listen to, like a podcast, while on the go. We now begin the lecture by first describing Spirit Path in a single, summary sentence to set out our overall direction. And it goes like this. Spirit Path. Connect with the divine and watch your spirit soar. We'll now list out Spirit Path's overall strategy in a single paragraph to better frame our discussion going forward. And here it is. If you want to deepen your spiritual life and aspire to the divine, you'll need to get closer to God. To accomplish this, you need to develop a dialogue with her, better understand her thinking, and recognize her smile in all things. Spirit Path facilitates getting closer to God through introducing you to the design she uses to generate her miraculous state of being. A wonderful creative process which naturally generates a host of beneficial qualities, including symmetry, beauty, balance, holism, and collaborativeness. Elevate your spirituality and proximity to the divine through coming to know God's infinite genius and the loving care she injects into all her wonderful creations. The following summarizes Spirit Path's key objectives in a brief Q&A format. 1. What is the final objective and outcome of Spirit Path? To develop a deeper spiritual presence in your life. 2. What are the benefits of Spirit Path? Spiritual growth will bring you more solace, meaning, connectivity, and peace. 3. What pathway will help me achieve these objectives? You will realize your targets by emulating the purity of the Great Creator via practicing spiritual practices. 4. What are my spiritual centers? The Great Creator. 5. What gem will help focus my energy on my Spirit Path goals? A Danbarite gem. We'll now recite sections 1 to 3 of the worksheets. Section 1. Discussion. There is one certainty in this universe, and it is this. All of its contents are breathtakingly beautiful and harmonious. It's this way because at the core of all her creations resides pure and powerful objects which, through the fields emanating from their surfaces, radiate pureness and rightness into the larger creation forming about it. Not only a fantastic result in and of itself, what this says about the entirety of the universe is nothing short of colossal. You see, when we find all the contents of the universe, its innumerable galaxies and stars, planets and moons, atoms, peoples, whales, butterflies and ecosystems, and its art, music, and thought, all possess deeply harmonious-like qualities, we are confronted with the delightful conclusion that universe's source must be more of the same. Why is this? Because, as Center Path teaches, the center defines the character and content of the larger creation surrounding it. All of the contents of the universe are beautiful and harmonious, because their core made them that way. In other words, all of the universe includes fabulous qualities because its source, that is the center of the universe, is comprised of something infinitely perfect and powerful. Such a splendid source radiating powerful fields of love into all of the universe, forging its creations in a gorgeous and direct image of what could only be a great creator at its heart. What else other than an all-knowing creator at the center at the enormity of the universe streaming her infinite love into her infinite creations? Each creation then a microcosm-like image of the ultra-macrocosm architecture of the universe. A pure and perfect God at the heart of the universe radiating her love directly to all things. Completing a perfect harmony between the big and the small, the one and the many, heaven and earth, and man and God. A central design whose seeming purpose is to create endless degrees of greatness and perfection. This completes Section 1. We'll now start Section 2, which describes Spirit Path's targets, goals, preparations, and expectations in more detail. Section 2. Spirit Path targets/goals/preparations/expectations. The essential goal of Spirit Path is to increase your spirituality toward building a life of more peace, purpose, and feelings of deep interconnectivity. Basic approach toward nurturing your spirit centers. The basic approach of Spirit Path is to place purity and divinity at the core of your being through implementing spiritual and religion practices designed to place you in closer proximity to the intrinsic goodness of the universe and the great creator perpetuating it. Spirit Path preparation and expectations. 1. Keep a daily journal to track your journey and build a larger dialogue with your spirit, nature, and the divine. 2. Pick up various spiritual books and religious texts to study over the coming months and years. 3. Pick up a Dambarite gem to help focus your energy while practicing Spirit Path. 4. Take a long-term view. Building your spirituality is a lifelong process. So pick out 1 to 3 Spirit Path habits as a start and then add a few more once you set your initial batch of habits into motion. 5. Additional Spirit Path tools and resources. 1. Read the Spirit Path mantra on a regular basis to refresh and realign your focus. 2. Maintain some form of action list to set goals and track your progress. This could include one or more of the following tools. A. Keep a running to-do list and/or a monthly action plan. Note. Some have simply elected to use Section 3. 0 of this worksheet as their to-do list/checklist/action plan since it already lists out all the elements of Spirit Path. B. For those that desire a more structured strategy to achieve their Spirit Path goals, you may want to complete the Spirit Path Current State/Future State Action Plan table, which is included as part of the Spirit Path section of the course. Whatever you use, post it in a conspicuous place, on your refrigerator, near your computer, or on your bathroom mirror, and keep a photo in your phone so you can quickly refer to it. Section 3. Steps to purify your spirit centers. Step 1. Better understand God's designs. A significant step toward building one's spirituality is better understanding God's grand vision and design. Everything in the universe, including you, originated from and is a wholly formed product of the universe. Studying the universe's design is a means to see the mind of the great creator. Not only, once you see the intrinsic, harmony-generating ways of her design, you gain great solace knowing the universe is good and right, and are better equipped to take the leap knowing a great creator put the miracle of being into motion. 1. Clef of the Universe. Walt Whitman's poem On the Beach at Night Alone is one of my all-time favorites and one of the most effective towards describing the sheer grandeur of the universe. Check out his poem at this link to get a taste of the grandness of being. 2. Learn how nature generates harmony. Read Chapter 3 of Center Life, Happiness by Design, to learn how nature's creative process spontaneously produces the harmony-like qualities of symmetry, beauty, balance, holism, and collaboration in all her creations. 3. Understand the Master Plan. Read Chapter 7 of Greg's 7 Paths to Power to glean the real possibility and ultra-pure and all-powerful presence resides at the heart of the universe. Step 2 : Give thanks and gratitude. A basic function of spirituality is expressing appreciation and gratefulness for the many miracles of existence and life's abundance. 1. Affirmations of appreciation. Besides the many great expressions of appreciation in great religious and spiritual practices, of which many are shared across the internet, here are a couple of my favorites. A daily affirmation. The Ecological Examen by Joseph Carver, S.J. provides a lovely and essential daily practice to reaffirm our connection with being and the divine. Click on this link to learn more. Also consider learning a Heart Sutra. Oh. Bottom to the top grateful. Use this delightful poem to raise your feelings of gratefulness from quite literally, the bottom to top of your being. 2. Build a shrine. A great way to cultivate and enable giving thanks is to build a shrine in your home or backyard. Use the ideas at this link to get started. Step 3. Place purity at the core of your being. Place purity as virtue, honesty, decency, wholesomeness, and integrity at the heart of your being and elevate your life and that of others by living closer to the heart of our being. 1. Study religious doctrine. The ultimate aim of all great religions is to emulate the great Creator's purity in one's own life. Study and practice your favorite religious and spiritual tomes to glean time-tested means to purify your heart, mind, and soul. 2. Reduce longing. Addiction, affixation, longing, and desire are steadfast human traits that keep us from living a purer and more purposeful life. Temper your longings and thereby clear up space for more clarity and spirituality in your life. 3. Purity of heart and mind. Use spirit path in conjunction with heart path and virtue path to purify one's heart and thoughts. Step 4. Get closer to the divine. Bring yourself in closer proximity to God and the divine, and thereby absorb the copious goodness and purity emanating from them. 1. Chant to ascend. Use Gregorian chants and Buddhist chants to cultivate and raise your spiritual focus. 2. Rituals. Prayer, mantras, hymns, and chants continue to be one of the most powerful and direct means to get your mind into the sacred spaces of appreciation, gratitude, and connecting with the larger things. Practice prayer, mantras, hymns, and chants to raise your spiritual quotient. 3. Visit holy spaces. Temples and holy sites still carry the greatest potency towards focusing and elevating one's spiritual energies. Regularly visit shrines, temples, churches, and holy sites to increase your proximity to the divine and thereby expand your holiness. 4. Pilgrimage. Take a pilgrimage to deeply immerse yourself into your own spirit and thereby that the divine spirit everywhere about us. 5. Enter God's boundless temple. Spend time in nature reflecting on the multi-miracles necessary to subsist in our beautiful and balanced universe. Seeing the smile of God in all things, your spirit and feeling of solace will soar. This completes section 3. This lecture is now complete. I hope you picked up some great new pointers and insights towards improving your spirit and getting in closer proximity to the divine. See you in the next lecture where we read out the Spirit Path Mantra to summarize and refresh our Spirit Path objectives.